Welcome to the Flourish Heights podcast, made for women by women. I'm your host, Valerie Adjamine, women's health dietitian and the founder of Flourish Heights. To be empowered in health starts with a true connection with your body. Together, we are breaking through topics surrounding periods, women's nutrition, body awareness, self-care, and much more. Let's flourish and be the best version of ourselves. Hey girl, hey, and welcome back to a new episode. Today is about metabolism, and I feel like this one is long overdue, and there's a lot of information out there on it. It's confusing. It's a confusing topic, let's be real. And what I tend to see as a registered dietitian is just the amount of misinformation when it comes to quote unquote boosting your metabolism. Like, is that even a thing? Can we actually boost it? And most of the time I see, like, if I'm walking in the grocery store, I still see magazines till this day that would say, eat X food to boost your metabolism, or follow this particular weight loss program and you will boost your metabolism, or drink this smoothie to boost your metabolism. And I'm like, okay, what are you guys basing this off? Like, what does the science actually say? So I'm here to break it down for you guys. Like, we're going to talk about what is metabolism. We're going to go through some of the common claims that I see as a registered dietitian. And I'm going to give you the facts. Very simple. We're going to keep it to the point, straight to the point today in this episode. I remember a few years ago, I was at a clinic getting some labs done and all that good stuff. And they had a metabolic rate, like, machine, something along those lines. I forgot what the name actually was. And I was very curious. I was like, oh, so this can actually, like, check my metabolism and see where it is. Then why not get on it and check it out? So anyways, I did it. I had to sit down and breathe into this machine for a good 20-25 minutes. You like literally could not move. You can't make one sound. Like, you just had to breathe into it, which was the hardest thing that I had to do. But after those 20 minutes were over, I was given a report, and the report basically told me that I had a fast metabolism, which I thought was pretty interesting. So it would tell you if your metabolism is slow, if your metabolism was, you know, normal, or if it was fast. And then it will also give you more information on, like, your calorie needs, your energy needs. So it would say, okay, these are the amount of calories that you have to consume to maintain your weight. These are the calories you have to consume to lose your weight, which I thought was pretty interesting. I didn't do my research to look into that actual machine to see, okay, like, is this actually pretty accurate, you know? But I will have to. But it's just so interesting that we walk around thinking that we have a slow metabolism and we need to do something to quote unquote fix it. But when in all actuality, we just don't know the strategies to support our metabolism. So today I'm really, really excited to get into what you can do to support, not necessarily boost, because I don't think that's a thing. And there is actually probably no food out there that could do that immediately. But there are some strategies that you can start to follow that will help to support your overall metabolism. So let's get into it. What is metabolism? Metabolism, that is the process in which our bodies convert what we eat into energy, the energy that we need to survive and to function, for all of our bodily functions to do its thing. So our metabolism, it is always working. It's always in motion. When you're sleeping, when you're watching your favorite soap opera or Netflix show, when you're on the phone with your man or your friend, whatever, you know, like, it is just always constantly working. It doesn't turn off. It doesn't sleep. Your body is going to store energy. It's going to use energy from the food that you eat to support your health as a whole. And your metabolism, it does have a significant impact on your health, because your body depends on it to carry out every single one of its operations, controlling your blood sugars, and the list goes on. So let's get into a few of the claims that I commonly see as a registered dietitian. We're just going to start off with the food. Okay, so I've seen headlines that would say, you know, eat these five foods to boost your metabolism. I'm like, I mean, come on, let's be for real. So a claim that I've seen a diet of green tea. I know you guys have seen the green tea claim on boosting your metabolism, or like chili peppers to boost your metabolism. All I'll say, and I'm going to keep it very short here, is that there is no magic food that will speed up your metabolism. And yes, like there's been some studies to show that green tea and like hot peppers, hot chilies can temporarily boost your metabolic rates. But guys, that like increase or that like lift is, it's just not like significant. It's not significant. So you can't like walk around drinking a bunch of like chilies and you're like, yeah, like I'm doing the damn thing. My metabolism is like boosting. It's like, what are you basing this off of? Like, let's be for real. Like, what are you basing this off of? So that's the first thing I will say. Like, there's no magic food out there that you can eat. Like, if your diet as a whole is very crappy and you drink green tea, you cannot tell me like that's not gonna do much for you. Like, metabolism goes beyond just one particular food. It's really like a huge, like a bigger picture that I'm gonna get into here shortly. The second thing that I commonly see is like eating late at night slows metabolism. I mean, I have, you know, some friends that will say, you know, I don't eat past 6 or I don't eat past 5 or 7 so that I can support my metabolism. Like, okay, girl, do you, you know? And so eating late at night, can it slow metabolism? There is little evidence to support that fact, that eating after whatever time, whether that's 6 or 7 or 8, can cause or lead to weight gain. It's interesting because you may be more likely to snack like mindlessly in the evening, or, you know, I work with a lot of clients who struggle with emotional eating and or mindless eating. And so they're just kind of like eating and with a lot of distractions like in their environment. And, you know, what you do need to do to support your metabolism is you need to eat regularly throughout the day, eat regular meals, eat regular snacks. And this can help to prevent the overeating that may happen later at night. So if you are eating later in the evening, that's perfectly fine. You just want to be mindful of the foods that may kind of give you discomfort. So, you know, kind of lower or limit those types of foods, whether those are spicy foods or, you know, really heavy, greasy, high fat foods that may keep you up at night because you're dealing with bloating and all kinds of things. And also like, yeah, like just kind of like eat what you can and then put it away when you're satisfied. So eating late at night slows metabolism. Not necessarily. The next thing that I want to cover, our metabolic rates can't change. So yes, it's true that genetics, they do help to determine our individual metabolic rates. But we can also quote unquote boost or support our metabolism by increasing our lean muscle mass. Muscle is metabolically active. It does mean that those with leaner or more muscular types of bodies, they need more energy to function than people with a higher percentage of body fat. And yes, as we age, so especially for those that are like in the perimenopause, menopause phase of their lives, so 40s, 50s, 60s, especially like after 60s, like you're going to have that decrease in your muscle mass. And that does contribute to a slower metabolic rate. But you can also kind of counteract this process a bit by just, you know, incorporating more strength training into your routine to help lessen that decline. I want to also touch on another claim that I typically see, and that's very low calorie diets and skipping meals can, you know, jumpstart your weight loss journey. Now, here's the thing. If you go for a long period of time without eating, or you're cutting out large food groups, like I've had people I worked with in the past that before they started working with me, they were following like 600 calorie diets or, you know, 1000 or 1200 calorie diets. So when you're going for a long period of time without eating, your body's actually doing the opposite, because what it's thinking is that, you know, I am in survival mode. I need to now slow down so that I can conserve my energy for life sustaining needs. So it doesn't know if, hey, like, you know, you are stuck on an island somewhere, you have no food around you, or you're just like intentionally trying to lose weight, right? And yes, you may see the weight loss, like, but temporarily, because is it sustainable to follow a 500 calorie diet? Probably not. Let's be real. You know what I mean? It's very hard. It's not doable. And plus, not only that, you are increasing your risk for things like nutrient deficiencies. You may be more fatigued. And one of the last claims that I want to cover is you can't control your metabolism. Now, our genetics, yes, they do help to determine our metabolic rate. But yes, you can incorporate some strategies to help improve and increase your metabolism or support your metabolism by following these strategies. The first thing I want to say is prioritize your sleep. We don't get enough. I feel like a lot of people don't get enough sleep. And when you don't get enough sleep, that can actually affect your hormones, such as leptin, which is a hormone that regulates fullness, and ghrelin, that's the hormone that regulates appetite. So we need to be mindful about the amount of hours that we get of sleep. So prioritize your sleep. If you are just not sleeping well, like, find ways to really wind down, whether that's creating a wind down routine, you know, invest in blue light blocking glasses in the evenings, you know, drink some sleepy time tea, take a hot shower, read a book, listen to some soft music, dim the lights, like get off your phone before bed. There are so many ways that you can, you know, try to get your sleep routine down pat. Now, the second thing I want to cover, boost your water intake, get more water in, aim for half of your body weight in ounces of water for proper hydration. Find ways to add more to your day. You don't necessarily need a gallon unless your health provider said, hey, you need a gallon of water. Check your urine color. If it's too dark, you already know what the deal is. You're probably dehydrated, get more water in. Also, if you're an athlete, you may need more water. If you are in, you know, higher temperature climates, you may need more water. So just kind of, you know, be mindful of that and work your way around getting in more. All right, the third thing, increase your whole food consumption if you're able to. More fruits, more vegetables, more nuts and seeds and, you know, legumes and beans. All these types of foods do contain micronutrients, which can help to optimize metabolic hormones. Exercise, if I didn't already mention, at least even if it's like 3 times per week, you know, add some strength, add some cardio, increase the intensity. This can actually help to support your metabolism. And lastly, protein. People aren't getting enough protein. It's either you're not getting enough or you're overdoing it. Now, I just want to make sure you're getting enough in your diet and increase your protein. Increasing your protein intake can lessen the decline in your metabolism that is frequently linked to fat loss. So get more protein in your eating routine, consume more whole foods, prioritize your sleep, get more exercise in. All of these things can help to support your metabolism. And lastly, eat regularly throughout the day. Don't go for long periods of time without eating. It's actually going to do the opposite. As you know, there's so many myths online, so it's really, really vital that you know who to take your advice from and who to kick to the curb, especially on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all the social media platforms. I want you to do your research and consult with a registered dietitian, see a professional so that you know how to support your body and its needs. You also want to, if you are a nerd like me, look for those peer-reviewed articles and journals and ask questions. Like if you see something on social media, someone's making a claim, or they're talking about some kind of diet or fad diet without like referencing any science-based research, definitely ask them like, hey, you know, where did you get this source from? I'm interested in learning a little bit more and kind of see, you know, what they say. All right, guys, you are amazing. If you enjoyed today's episode on metabolism, myths versus facts, I would love for you to leave a rating and a review. And we'll catch up in the next episode. But until then, guys, keep flourishing.